This hour is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, the nation's leader in independently owned and operated talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. We will take your calls about anything. We launch here into the second hour of the program. You take control of the airwaves here at 855-450-FREE, and 855-450-3733 is the Pro XPN toll-free line. We also have Skype. You can Skype into the show. Our username is lrn.fm. With you in our studio tonight, it's Ian here.
Derek J.
And Mark.
Derek J is here courtesy of his website, derekj.me. You can go there to follow along with his oodles and oodles of video that he takes. I don't know if it's every day, but it seems darn close.
Yeah, I don't upload videos every day, but I do take them, and I put them in playlists, so at least five playlists a week.
Very busy. You're quite the media producer. You also do Peace News Now, which is a long-form program that is done twice weekly, and you can download that over at peacenewsnow.com.
That's correct.
Let's go back into your phone calls and thoughts here in this hour. I don't know if there's more to say on the violence towards children, the speaking like negatively towards them, yelling at them, insulting them. Turns out there's a study that's been done that shows that this may be as damaging as spanking. Is that right?
Yeah, and there is a little more to the study.
Hold on to that. We'll get to it here. Of course, you can bring up anything. James is in Pennsylvania first. James, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Derek, Jane, Mark.
Yes, hello. I was calling to speak about the CDC incident in Atlanta, Georgia.
And what incident?
The incident where all the members got exposed to the anthrax that they poisoned.
And, I'm sorry, what I don't members, know about this. What members of what and when? Hello?
Excuse me?
What members of what and when did this happen?
This happened a little bit ago, actually. Some members of the Center for Disease Control got exposed to anthrax, and basically they were keeping it in Ziploc bags, and I really think that the precautions should have been handled a little bit more professionally, and especially with a big corporation like that.
Government agency.
Yeah.
Gotcha. They were storing anthrax in a Ziploc bag? Yeah, that doesn't sound like very precautionary.
Oh, yes. And I was also another thing is, how big is your penis?
Oh, well, you know, that's none of your business, but thanks for the call tonight. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Only some people get to find that out, yeah. And you're not one of them.
I'm not seeing anything in here in this story about, and it's been more than a month ago, about Ziploc storage bags.
So. Well, given the end of his call, I wouldn't necessarily give any credence whatsoever to the beginning of it either.
But apparently,
thanks for checking on it, though.
86 employees were potentially exposed.
Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's probably one of the weaker crank calls that we've had in recent times. We've had some good characters recently, though, these days.
Well, the problem with using sort of vulgar language, that kind of thing, prurient, as the FCC describes it, our only governing body in radio is the Federal Communications Commission, and they've got rules. And the problem with using sort of prurient language in your crank call is, it's just not going to get on the air.
Well, that one got on. That wasn't profane.
You didn't dump any of it?
No.
Okay.
No, I see no reason to do that. He didn't curse. He just asked a dumb question.
Okay.
He got a dumb answer. 855.
Well, good. I'm glad we didn't lose any airtime over it.
855-450-3733. So back to abusing children. The study that you're talking about here, Derek Jade, cited over at Huffington Post, and when you get a chance, shoot me a link. We'll put it up on our Facebook page.
Yes.
That way people can check it out on their at their own leisure. But it's saying here that, you know, maybe being verbally abusive is as dangerous as being physically abusive. Is it dangerous as spanking a child?
That's right. And the study's authors explored more than the effects of harshness alone. They also measured whether parental warmth or the degree of love or emotional support and affection between parents and adolescents counteracted the effects of verbal discipline. And it concluded it does not.
Interesting.
Quote, even lapsing only occasionally into the use of harsh verbal discipline can still be harmful, Wang said in the study's press release. Even if you are supportive of your child, if you fly off the handle, it's still bad.
But what do they mean by fly off the handle? What do they mean by harsh words? I don't know. I mean, like, are we talking about, you know, the very best thing about you ran down your mother's leg? I mean, like, really evil stuff? Or are we talking about, hey, get your act together. I can't believe you talked to somebody like that.
Yeah, I mean, I see what you're saying.
There's a big difference.
Yeah, there is a difference between those statements. I wonder what Wang would say. Harsh verbal discipline deserves greater attention in both research and practice. I think we can all agree there. The majority of research conducted on harsh discipline has focused on physical discipline in early childhood. However, given that parents tend to resort to verbal discipline as their children mature, it's important that researchers and parents are aware that harsh verbal discipline is ineffective at reducing conduct problems. And, in fact, leads to increased adolescent conduct problems and depressive symptoms.
So one of the things that's often told by the sort of the peaceful parenting types is the suggestion that you should treat your child like you would treat somebody else. And I've tried to use this model when I'm dealing with Jack at times. And I can say that, you know, if I was treated by an adult the way I have been treated like my child, I might very well use physical, a physical reaction to it. So I think that this is really sort of a poor way to describe it. But yeah, I mean, you know, when a person, a child, is acting in a selfish fashion, I don't think there's anything wrong with, raising your voice a little bit and saying, I can't believe just how selfish you're acting right now. You know, other people need things too. And letting them know, explaining to them how the world is. And if you have
Do you need to raise your voice if you're in the same room with
a lot of times they won't listen. Like, they'll continue yammering on while you try talking.
I don't know about I'm not a parent. But I don't know, like, what that I don't know, it just seems wrong to me. Like, why raise your voice? You don't have to, but you say yammer on.
You do.
I don't know if I'm with Derek J on this.
You don't believe that children will, you know, continue to repeat the same thing over and over again?
You know, I don't want to be just casting blame all over you, but isn't there something
about how my parenting technique has brought me to this moment in time today?
Yeah, but
do you understand the position that I'm in? I am defending all discipline. All different types of discipline here, yeah. And your suggestion is, and it's an easy one, from a person who has no children, is children should not be disciplined. Like, imagine...
Well, is that what Derek J is saying? Because I'm not saying that. I, you know, like I said, I was raised with timeout. Mm-hmm. I was raised with taking away a privilege, for instance. I liked, my video games, for instance. And my parents had a great argument for me once, and that was because I complained because they took away the power adapter for my Sega Genesis at one point. And I complained. I said, hey, I bought that Sega Genesis. You can't take that away. It's mine.
Yeah.
Because I'd saved up the money, and it was my Genesis. But they made the point that they paid the power bill. So I had to admit they got me on that one.
Okay.
But I never felt I point out that you're abused. Talking about a 10, 12, 14-year-old kid at this point. We're not talking about a 6-year-old. And that
this study was done on all ages.
13 and 14-year-olds.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah, and I will take the position that I am anti-discipline. If that means hitting your children or treating them like they're your property and they're not their own human beings, then yeah, I am anti-discipline.
Well, wait, okay, so tell me
I'm for negotiation. That's what I'm for. You can negotiate with children as young as 2.
So can I negotiate to not give them dessert unless they do whatever it is that I'm asking them to do?
I think negotiation is a great skill to teach children, and yelling is not.
Negotiation is a fabulous skill to teach children.
So then would negotiation also include the taking away of the power adapter of the Sega?
But the question...
It might.
I'm manipulating in that case as a parent the things that are mine to negotiate with.
Right.
Yeah, I think it might. I think it might include those things.
But where
if
do
you
start?
Own them.
What are they? What is the kids to begin with? You see, this is a property rights issue.
Some things are the kids.
Like what?
Like gifts, things that you give the kids.
That's
they
true.
Belong to them now.
Are you saying that they can do whatever they want with them?
What would they do that would be bad?
Well, suppose they want to play with their toy that was given as a gift and not go to school.
We'll come back with...
Yeah, they should just not be able to do that.
I want to hear your thoughts on discipline. How far is too far? 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Derek J. says you should just negotiate with the kids. What do you think? This is Free Talk Live.
Are you searching for your soulmate? Someone you can trust who will never betray you or cooperate with the NSA? Stop searching. With EasyDNS, you found a keeper. EasyDNS does it all. Domain names, web hosting, and managed WordPress hosting. EasyDNS stands up for your internet freedom, and with servers in Canada, they do not cooperate with the NSA. Go to EasyDNS.com. You'll love their services or get a full refund. They guarantee it. And they accept Bitcoin. That's EasyDNS.com.
Stop harming your body with coffee from grocery stores or most chains. Start making a difference one cup at a time. We've partnered with Camano Island Coffee Roasters to offer you a free pound of BuzzBox coffee. It's organic, so no harmful pesticides or toxins. Shade grown, meaning less acidity and no heartburn. Try the best of the best for free. Just cover shipping. 10% of future purchases go toward helping us give the gift of human freedom around the globe with at least 100 microloans via World Vision. Go to coffee.freetalklive.com.
Adam Miller here with Midas Resources. Today, July 14th. 2014, gold opened at $1,306.20. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1,353.63, $676.81 for a half ounce, or $338.41 for a quarter ounce. That's $1,353.63, $676.81, and $338.41.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terriganix. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything and share your thoughts on discipline, not just spanking.
But verbal discipline, harsh verbal terminology being directed towards your children could be very damaging. That's what one study is saying here that we're going to send out actually shortly on our Facebook, Google Plus, and Twitter. You can take a closer look at it when you get a chance. Want to get your thoughts here? You're welcome to join us on the phones, toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And if those numbers weren't confusing enough for you, Mark, throw out some more.
I've got some more. So we're having a contest. We're giving away some hardcover books from Bain Publishers. One of them is 1636, Commander Cantrell in the West Indies. And the other one is Rescue Mode. And these are, you know, great hardcover books. They're probably about $30 a piece. They will be sent to you. All you have to do is enter the contest. It's a text contest. So what you do is you text in one case, you text in 1636, that's the name of the one book. In the other case, you text in Rescue. In both cases, you text in to this number I'm going to give you. Now, the number spells out E-Now-It. That's the name of the company, E-Now-It. The number is 366-948. That's 366-948, mm-hmm. Where it spells E-Now-It. And you can enter to win. We're going to do the drawing. I guess it's going to be Tuesday and Wednesday at noon Eastern time.
Okay.
So
and text what to that number again?
1636 and Rescue. We're doing it on the Facebook page, so if you need any more information, you can just go to facebook.freetalklive.com. Okay. I pinned it to the top so that you'll have the opportunity to do it. It'd be nice if you'd like and comment on it, but I know that you don't want other people to win, so you're probably not going to.
All right, let's go to the phones here, and ladies first, Monica's on the line in California. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Derek, Jay, and Mark.
Hi, guys. This is Monica. Thank you so much for taking my call.
Sure, go ahead.
As always, and I'm calling because I do think that verbal abuse is harmful, and I speak from the perspective of someone who was a kid who dealt with it and is to this day as an adult at age 43. And I do not have what I say human children of my own. I do plan to have kids at some point, but I do have fur kids. So I have a little bit perspective, even though other folks might.
Do you yell at them? And if these fur children ever do something bad and you have to yell at them?
They do, but I don't yell. And, there are mixed perspectives on parenting human children, just like there are for our furry children.
There
and
certainly are.
What I've noticed is the same general rules apply. They're individuals just like the humans yep. are individuals. And it's kind of, I didn't intend for it to be my testing ground, but it's turning out to be that way. And I feel it really is making me a better parent now and in the future, no matter what kind of kid I'm raising.
And I'm all for that. I believe everything you've said is completely true. Spending time on pets, learning how to, you know, deal with pets absolutely is training grounds for having kids.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that. And, Mark, I admire so much about how you're raising your pig, so I definitely can relate to that in the same way. But then I get into this idea of this discipline, and I don't think I thought about it before until you guys started talking about it today, the idea of discipline itself, whether it's good or bad, what it means, how we define it. And I'm starting to almost lean toward anti-discipline after talking about how people discipline and all the ways that I feel that it's harmful. My experience about being verbally abused. It feels kind of complicated. I'm still dealing with it. I come from a background where one of my parents, my mom, would just yell. I mean, there was about all sorts of things. It was condescending, insulting, highly negative. I think of it as toxic. And that started as a young age, and it was toward me, toward my father, all sorts of individuals, even people that were outside of the home when we were simply going out and running errands. But yet, on the flip side, she was very affectionate. She could be so loving. She told me she loved me. She told me she was proud of me. But then an hour later, the next day, she would find something to be upset about. And it could be something like I did a chore not to her standard, which I get. You know, she needs to teach me and tell me, hey, kiddo, I don't like the way you're doing that. But I think that there is a more productive way to do it. And I think Ian and Derek J. have touched upon it several times in the show today, where it's about negotiating, it's about teaching that skill to an individual at a young age about this is how I want this done instead of yelling all sorts of insults and making everybody tense. And to this day, I have a strained relationship with my mom that is very difficult. For example, she's very ill And I'm torn because I love her. I want to be there for her. But she treated me so badly, and she continues to do so. So throughout time, it did create depression. I've worked through that and become a better person, found the tools in order to make myself healthy and positive and be a great wife. And, well, I know that's a bit subjective, but, you know, be a healthy wife and be a healthy mom now and in the future. But I do think that that negative verbal abuse is extremely harmful. And we need to find an alternative. So,
give me some alternatives. Now, you said you have not yet had children. You've only had pets thus far. Did I hear you correctly there?
You're absolutely right. Absolutely right. Okay. I have been in situations where I've, you know, babysat.
Right.
Maybe
I think that's valid. I hate it when people diminish working with kids as though that's not like having kids. Mm. I think it absolutely counts. If you're some kind of counselor or teacher or you babysat, these things absolutely count. Now, Ian, I would point out, never babysat anything. You know,
I have a dog, and you said it counts to have an animal.
I think you'd be an awesome father, mind you, because I see the way you take care of your animals. You, however, dismiss that.
Now, okay, but Monica, let's get more specific, because it's easy to say, oh yeah, verbal abuse, bad, physical abuse, bad, spanking, bad, and I agree on all those counts. But what do you do as an alternative?
Well, I think you've already raised some of those solutions, so I just endorse those. I do like the idea of time out. I have to admit, I've never used it, so I might not have much credibility. Huge fan of the Super Nanny show you guys were talking about earlier.
Is that what it's called, Super Nanny? Yeah.
Super Nanny, yeah, with a woman who was from England. She's just fantastic, and you could see these techniques put into play, and she wasn't yelling at anybody. She was allowing the opportunity for the kids to be heard. That was actually a large part of her show.
Sure.
Hear where they're coming from. They want to be heard. And I remember being a child and having that situation and having it continue now, which is so bizarre because I lived all these years. You'd think that I would be treated differently. But it's something where the parent has to respect the child, and that's really the foundation of it. And it's about giving that child the opportunity to talk. I remember talking to my brother about it, and he said, you know, he had one situation where my mom just laid into him, and it was horrible. And he said, if she had just asked me what was going on and why I was doing this and how she could help make it better or how we could talk about it, that would have changed everything. But her initial reaction was to lash out and yell over silly, ridiculous things. And I think that it's about really talking. You know, we talked about communication and how important that is in relationships. Why is it so important in adult relationships, but maybe not as much with children? And I do think that negotiating works.
I totally agree.
Kids on my own. And Derek Jay pointed out you can negotiate with kids, you know, 2 years of age. I think it might even go beyond it. If I can negotiate with my pet, and I'm serious, I can, it sounds silly.
No,
but
it doesn't.
I can. I have a dwarf bunny, and, you know, well, I do have other animals as well, but I know, right?
I love the points, Monica. Thanks for making them tonight. I appreciate hearing from you. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. We've got time for you. Free Talk Live.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you'd like to listen to GCN programs on the go, I have great news. GCN has created a Droid and iPhone application, and it's free. Just as easy as going to GCNlive.com, click on the banner, and download. Before you know it, you'll be listening to your favorite hard-hitting GCN shows, live or on demand, right on your Droid or iPhone, 24/7 and on the go. So download the Droid and iPhone app free by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Thanks again for listening to GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com.
Hi, this is Larry Smith. Sometimes bad things happen to good people. When the cleaners ruined some special clothing, all they could do was show us a sign that said they weren't responsible. But when they got the letter from one of our Legal Shield attorneys, he promptly gave us a check for $1,152. Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Whoa! This is big! Not just big, it's the Freeze Dry Guys Giant Factory Authorized Sale. This month, save 30 to 45% off on number 10 cans of high-quality Mountain House freeze-dried foods from the Freeze Dry Guy. Factory fresh stock just arrived, so now is the time to stock up with the finest, best-tasting, longest-proven shelf-life foods in the industry at giant savings of 30 to 45% off. But hurry, supplies are limited to only the stock we have on hand. Call 866-404-3663. Free shipping to the lower 48 states. Click freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com. Hurry, the Giant Factory authorized Mountain House sale is going on now, only from the Freeze Dry Guy. The finest freeze-dried and dehydrated foods available anywhere for long-term storage.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right, that's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Take control, toll free. You don't have to call about raising kids, discipline versus non-disciplinary approaches, negotiating, communicating versus yelling. I don't think if you're communicating, you're very effective. I don't think if you're yelling, you're very effectively communicating. And as it turns out, if you're yelling, you might actually be doing damage to your kids. We'll continue the discussion here. Your thoughts are welcome at 855-450-FREE. That's a toll-free number brought to you by ProXPN. And if you care about your online privacy, you really need to take some time to go and check out proxpn.com/FTL. You'll learn about ProXPN. It's global. It's a global virtual private network. It's software that encrypts your data. You can download their software for Windows, Macintosh, iOS devices, and Android devices. And there's also a Linux option as well. It's just a little bit different to get things started with Linux. But ProXPN will work for you. And when they encrypt your data, that means your internet service provider can't snoop on you anymore. They can't be keeping records on you, which they're probably doing. Maybe keeping records of every website you visit for up to 5 years in some cases. So go and learn more about ProXPN. It only takes a moment to download and get it started. You can use their free account just to test it out, proxpn.com/FTL. When you're ready to upgrade, though, to their premium account, you can do it for as little as $5 a month using our discount code, which is FTL20. That saves you 20% off the price of that premium account for the lifetime of the account. That's not some weak introductory offer. That's 20% off for the long, you know, for as long as you have an account with them. It's good to go. and you want to get the price down to $5 a month, just buy the annual plan at proxpn.com/FTL. There is a risk-free 7-day money-back guarantee, and ProXPN does not keep records of your online surfing habits. So again, proxpn.com/FTL to get started, and then use code FTL20 to save that 20% on the premium package. We continue here. We're talking about alternatives because we've, you know, at least Derek and I have determined that spanking, bad, verbally abusing a child, yelling, calling names, insulting, these are bad things as well. Some people may feel like they're better off doing those things rather than, oh, I don't hit my kid. I just say things to them. Well, it turns out it may be just as bad to say mean things and to be awful verbally.
And we've been talking more broadly about discipline. I'd like to interject a definition of discipline.
Oh, please, yes.
Noun, the practice of training people to obey rules or a code of behavior using punishment to correct disobedience.
Okay.
That's the definition of discipline. So I'm against discipline because I think you can negotiate with people and get what you want, create a win-win situation, rather than using punishment to get them to obey.
But as we found out earlier, the lines are blurred a little bit, right? I mean, because I was talking about timeouts, or as my parents did, they took away things that were valuable or important to me, like a video game system, for instance. But you kind of said that you would consider that to be negotiation and not discipline. But the goal's the same, isn't it? To create, a situation in which behavior is what it is within an acceptable range. That outside of that acceptable range, something must be done to rein in that behavior. Else there may be destruction to property. There may be a child physically harming themselves on accident. So something must be done, right?
No, the important distinction is, are you creating a win-win situation with this other individual, this other human being? Are you teaching how to create win-win situations, or is it win-lose? That's what it's about.
I like the idea of things always being win-win, but when things get complicated with a child, as, you know, Marcus brought up with a child running into traffic, or the classic example of a child about to put their hand on some sort of hot plate.
No, I object to those examples outright, because parents, if they're good parents, would not be having their children about to touch a hot stove.
Well, are you telling, what about going out in traffic? Are you saying that parents shouldn't let their kids out of the house for the first 6 years?
Is it crazy to consider that parents should be keeping an eye on their children when they're out in the front yard near a street?
I don't think it's crazy, but I think it is crazy to suggest that you can keep an eye on your child every moment. I can tell you that if you look away for 30 seconds, your kid can do something that terrifies you, that you just don't understand. Like, this is the one thing I will say of people that don't have kids. You simply don't understand fear. Abject fear. Fear. I didn't know fear until I had a child, because now the most valuable thing in the world can be taken from me. You can only lose money or a house or a car, which is nothing. I would love to see my house and car and everything I've got laid into a pile and set on fire, as long as my child could grow up happy, healthy, and live a good life.
Aww.
That's fine by me. So, like, I operate from a completely different standpoint. Now, I'd like to talk to you about negotiations.
Yeah, let's negotiate.
This morning, I had a haircut appointment with Master Edgington, and I had to go get a haircut. And you'll see, I'm finally
looking good.
Who's Master Edgington? Your wife or your son?
Master is the firstborn male child.
Oh,
that's you can go ahead and look that up while grown folks are talking. You can take it. And so Master Edgington and I have to go and we have to get our haircut, and it's at 9 o'clock.
Uh-huh.
And this lady, she makes a living cutting hair, and her expectation. Now, if I show up at 10:15, she's
not
cutting my hair, right?
No, great.
Now we
work.
Understand. We're under a schedule here. Now, I have to get up a little earlier than I used to. I usually do. I've got chores to do before we go. 9 o'clock is a little early for me, a person who works in the evening.
Mm-hmm.
So I get up early, take care of my stuff. I've told Jack several times along the way, hey, haircut, we got to leave at such and such a time.
This sounds like a really interesting story. I'm going to put it on hold, and we'll continue it here in a moment. Don't let us forget to get back to that here. We got to finish up Mark's story, but I want to make sure we get Tuts on the line here in Minnesota, because we can't miss out on Tuts. I mean, that's a cool name. Tuts, you're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind tonight?
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Hey.
Hey, Tuts.
Go ahead.
Oh, yeah. I was just – it kind of, like, is sad that your last caller – talking about children, doesn't have children of her own, and compared it to babysitting and watching a nanny, British nanny on TV.
Why do you think that's sad?
Because children are all different. And everyone knows that. And to get your guys' story good, you both are kind of right. You need discipline. You don't need verbal. But when parents see what they're going to do, like, oh, I'm going to take away whatever, then they take it away.
Okay, so what's a good approach for
children in the street? Because a good parent would be watching their children.
That's right.
No doubt, Tuts. But I believe Mark. I believe Mark when he says he's a good parent. I've seen him with his son. I think that he is a good parent, and I think that anybody can lose track of their kid for a moment.
I have a few kids, and my kids have always been on A and B honor roll. And they work really hard, and I don't have internet. I don't have iPads. I don't even have cell phones.
How'd they make the honor roll?
What's a method for you, Tuts, at home? What's a method for you as far as disciplining a child or negotiating with a child or whatever term you use? How do you correct misbehavior? What's one of your techniques?
Actually, I just say, okay, if you don't do this, I'd really appreciate it if you do. And then I will say, okay, if you do this, we'll do something really good. You know, like watch a really good movie they can pick out. Something positive.
Mm-hmm.
And boy, incentives. Their room is clean and they get to pick out whatever.
Always worked for me. Incentives were always a big success for me when I was a kid. I remember when I was very young, my parents had gold stars. You know, if I was good, I'd get
I tried
a gold.
Because I did have a daughter that, you know, she is ADHD. And no, that didn't work too well. So I had
gold stars didn't work for you.
Different kind of with the gold stars and then.
Still, all of these things are negotiation style, right?
No, I'm not doing candy.
Yeah, that's a bad one. You definitely don't want to use candy. Same thing with, like, training dogs. You don't want to use food.
And the gold stars didn't work. So I kind of changed her thinking of positive. It took many years to do that. But we'd go for, like, walks and window shopping and, you know, things that, you know, she'd love to do, like maybe bouncing a ball to the wall. I don't care.
Yeah, I've always liked that one. Thanks, Tuts, for your call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you. Yeah, so, Derek J., how do you feel about incentivizing?
Yeah, I think that's a great suggestion. I'd like to hear more active listening from parents. You know, ask your children why are they acting up, and do it when they're calm.
The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. You know, one of the other things I love about this topic is it really brings out the female callers on this show, and that's always nice to have. More on the way here. This is Free Talk Live.
One Little Joint Supplement. You know this powerful little pill is great for your joints. It even has powerful benefits to help increase your mobility and flexibility. But the joint supplements of today are sadly incomplete because they don't give you the joint relief you're looking for. Until now. Introducing the complimentary two-week sample of Instaflex, our most powerful joint formula ever. It's the number one selling joint supplement at GNC. The only thing our complimentary sample of Instaflex is missing is the price. Because right now, we're offering adults a complimentary two-week sample as part of a nationwide giveaway. Call and claim your sample today. 1-800-608-9424. Instaflex provides powerful, effective joint relief for your knees, hands, even your hips. Prove it to yourself by calling now for your complimentary sample. Instaflex is available at GNC, Walgreens, and CVS, but you can only get your complimentary two-week sample by calling 1-800-608-9424. Call now for your two-week Instaflex sample. 1-800-608-9424.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Go
got a simple question for you. Can you sell?
Yes.
Okay.
Can you sell the intangible?
If yes, and you'd like to work 9 to 5, Monday through Friday, with no overtime, no weekends, if you're passionate about not closing sales, but about opening relationships, if you truly have a desire to serve global clients who need your advertising expertise, and you're local to the Twin Cities and Burnsville, are hardworking, self-driven, with experience in sales, marketing, or advertising, are personable and a whiz on the phone, GCN wants to talk with you right now. GCN, the Genesis Communications Network, is one of the largest independent talk radio networks in the world, and we're hiring right now. We offer benefits and an excellent commission structure. Experience preferred, but we'll train the right person. Is that you? Submit your resume today to advertise@gcnlive.com. Again, that's advertise@gcnlive.com. Come work with the Genesis Communications Network, an equal opportunity employer.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Take control toll-free at 855-450-FREE and join us online at freetalklive.com. Enjoy all the features on the site for free. freetalklive.com. Derek J. also does a lot for free. He's got derekj.me, his website. And have you made a post up there already, Derek J., about your new fundraiser?
No, that's at freekeen.com.
Oh,
yeah, I should have just posted it to both of them, but recently I was denied a concealed carry license.
Again?
Yeah, for the second time here in New Hampshire, which is a shall-issue state, by the way.
So they claim.
Now, that means that they're supposed to give me a concealed carry license just for applying. If I'm not a felon and I don't have a history of domestic violence, then they shall issue a license, but that...
So how long have you been beating your boyfriend?
Well, I've never been accused of anything violent ever in my life.
I accused Derek J. of something violent.
Well, now you've been until now.
Yeah. No, he didn't claim that.
So,
oh, that's
true. Well, so now I've been denied, and the reason given...
By the police chief himself.
Yes, that's right, the highest. Ken Miola has decided... because I have had several contacts with the police that were assaultive or threatening, those are his words describing me, and that's what he says is the justification that I cannot conceal carry a weapon. So I'm appealing this. And
hold on. Have you ever been charged with criminal threatening?
No.
Have you ever been charged with assault?
No.
Okay.
But he did list several other arrests of mine that are all included in my movie, Victimless Crime Spree, which people can watch free online at victimlesscrimespree.com. If you doubt the claim that I am a peaceful person,
right,
please check out my documentary and see if any of these arrests, which he has noted as the reason for my denial, if you think that that's a good, legitimate reason for a person to be denied.
I've never seen you use violence. Even when violence was used against you, you were pepper sprayed, you were thrown off your bicycle, you were attacked, you were hit.
by the cop that threw you off the bicycle, and you never swung back.
No, I never lifted a finger. And if this is somehow justification that a person should be disarmed, well, then I wonder what the Keene police should be doing, perhaps disarming themselves. Anyway,
it don't work that
way. I promise they're not going to do that.
Right. So I can appeal this decision, and I'm going to. I've sought out the best lawyer possible, as I believe. He's won several cases, and I have reported on this man for Peace News Now about cases he's won all around the country in places as harsh on gun laws as New Jersey.
Yeah, this is Evan Knappen.
That's where he's from, right? New Jersey?
I couldn't tell you where he's from, but I can tell you that he's the best arms attorney, because he's into knives, too, knife freedom, too, in the state of New Hampshire and probably the Northeast. I mean, he's really... You know, this is his bailiwick, and he is good at it. It is an opinion that he's the best, but
that's
my darn
opinion.
Widely held opinion.
Yeah, and I want to win. I mean, this is something I'm taking very seriously. I am a peace activist, and I want peace. I want world peace. I want peace in my life. But part of that, I believe, is the ability to defend oneself. And even though I'm a peaceful person, I still want the ability to conceal carry a firearm.
You realize that not everybody is a peaceful person.
So I'm going to appeal this. I have retained Evan Knappen as a lawyer, and I am running a fundraiser to help cover those costs at GoFundMe.com/gunrights.
Now, why should somebody participate in this? I mean, what's it going to do for me? Why would I give you money to make sure that you can carry a weapon?
If little old me can be denied a concealed carry license, then you bet it can happen to you. If you care about gun rights, then you should care about this fight, because it could happen to anybody. The justification is really that I'm an activist, that I've done something to stand up for freedom.
And this is going to actually set precedent, right?
This will set precedent, because I'm considered, according to the chief of police, an unsuitable person, which is one of those catch-alls in the law. You know, it's no domestic violence, no felonies, but then also, if we don't like you, we can just deny you. Well, I don't want that to be the case for me or any other person, so if you believe in the freedom of self-defense, then please support my case at GoFundMe.com/gunrights.
Cool. And I imagine that appeal has to be filed relatively soon.
Yes, it has to be filed within the next 30 days. Mm-hmm. And so it'll probably be filed well before then. And then the hearing happens. Right. And then the hearing happens within 14 days. So it will be quick.
Yeah, but let me ask you this. That's strange. I don't think that this actually does have a date to it, because if he, in 30 days, if he doesn't file the appeal, then can't he just write another letter asking for, for his gun right? I mean, because he hasn't been...
He could be denied again.
Right. Yeah, there's just no conviction here. You know, there's nothing. This is just some bureaucrat, some paid government bureaucrat that supposedly works for you saying, nope, in a shall issue state where they have, they have points where you can be denied, but you don't fit any of those points, I shall just not issue it to you.
He supposedly works for us, but he won't talk to me. Apparently, does he talk to you?
No, he will not speak to me. I've seen this police chief, Ken Miola, several times in city council meetings. I say, hey, Ken, and he just looks like he can't even see me. Just
so rude, so childish. You know, the funny thing is, a lot of times activists in the area here in Keene are accused of being childish. Oh, you guys are so childish. You're just going out and smoking pot and drinking and, you're using chalk. You're so childish.
They were set leveling those before any of these other accusations were leveled. They say you're childish because you don't want to do what they say. And they, this comes back to this discipline thing. This is thousands, if not tens of thousands, if not hundreds of thousands of years of hominids smacking their progeny for not doing and saying the things that they want.
You know, I consider to be childish. I consider not speaking to another human being based on whatever ridiculous personal reason when you're supposedly their employee, you're supposedly their servant, acting like a small child and, giving you the silent treatment. That's what I get from the police chief. And in addition to that, I also think it's very childish. I had a man walk up to me at court today. I was doing jury nullification outreach, and this man took one of the flyers from me, ripped it in half, and then handed it back to me. I also consider destruction of other people's property.
Yeah, it's not destruction of people's property. You handed it to him.
That's true. I still consider that to be a very childish act.
I would say that it's, you know, what he's trying to do is he's trying to instigate you into doing something. And I don't know if I'd call that childish behavior.
I just told him that was rude.
Yeah, it's bullying is what it is.
Mm-hmm. Well, bullying is a kind of a childish thing to do as well. Anyway, let's go back to your phone calls and thoughts here. Let's talk to Jolu, listening in Utah, KZNU. Hey, Jolu.
Hi.
Hey there. You're on the air.
Yeah. I've got a couple of agreements and a couple of disagreements with you guys.
Go right ahead.
All right.
Well, first of all, I was raised with abusive parents. My dad wasn't as abusive as my mother. However, he was very verbally abusive, but he wasn't around that much, so I didn't get as much as if he had been around. My mother, on the other hand, she was screaming, yelling, hitting. She would take hangers, yardsticks, go tell us to get a branch off the tree and strip the leaves off, and she'd swat us with them. And you knew when she's after you that you couldn't get away. She was going to get you. So I ran screaming to my bedroom and cowered in the corner. And as a result, my adult years have been very timid and insecure. And people can intimidate me very easily. Although I've tried to work through a lot of that. And hopefully I have. But then I had 5 children of my own. And when my youngest was 3, I took on 7 stepchildren.
Wow. Whoa.
Yeah, so that was a dozen. And each child is different, and you have to be careful how to discipline each child. Some people are going to argue with you no matter what. Some children will be quiet and calm and will cooperate no matter what.
So what do you do when they're not quiet and they're not calm and not cooperative? What's your approach? And obviously you said kids are different, so what's one of your approaches?
Right. Well, when my older kids were small, unfortunately, I didn't know any other way to parent. So I did use the swatting, but not the bad swatting that my mom used. I did break a spoon over my son's behind for not doing the dishes, and then I felt really, really bad.
And you broke the spoon?
I broke
At some point or another, a spoon's going to have to break.
Hang on. I want you to tell me more about your history, Jolu. We're going to come back with you here. If you can hang through the news, we'd love to bring you back into hour number 3, which is coming up next here in moments. Enough time for your call and thoughts. Plenty of it, actually. Toll-free number is 855-453. That's the Pro XPN toll-free line. And this is Free Talk Live.
Hi, everyone. I'm Chuck Woolery. After putting a few thousand couples together on Love Connection, you know that nothing kills romance faster than bad breath. Smart Mouth gets at the cause of bad breath without the burn, and you get clean breath for about 12 hours. Other mouthwashes only prevent bad breath for about an hour. Gum and mints, they just cover it up. Use Smart Mouth in the morning for great breath all day. Rinse in the evening for clean, kissable breath all night. You can even wake up without morning breath. Smart Mouth, for 12 hours of real clean breath, look for the green box at your favorite store.
I try to put myself out there, but it seems they're all the same, just telling me what I want to hear.
Don't fret. You can find your car insurance soulmate. It's easy at Geico.com. You can pay your bill, manage your policy, and you could even save some major cash. If we could reach through the computer to pull your chair out for you and give you a kiss on the hand, we would. Because you deserve to be in a happy, healthy car insurance relationship. That's what life is all about. For a free rate quote, visit Geico.com.
I'm Kay Swirling from KSCO Radio in Santa Cruz. I'm 93 years old, and I'm a big fan of Alex Jones because he has the courage to speak his mind more than just about anyone I know. Alex is just as bothered as I am about all the advertising you hear for toxic prescription drugs that make you sicker, not healthy. I prefer to give my body all 90 essential nutrients it needs for life to prevent disease, not compound it. My favorite complete supplement is Beyond Tangy Tangerine from Youngevity, which I take every day along with EFA Plus and Beyond OsteoFX. I recommend you go online to InfoWarsTeam.com to purchase these products and make them part of your daily regimen to get healthy and live longer. InfoWarsTeam.com.